As you may already know, this journey south was first announced by John Paul II back in 2003 by means of a recorded television message from the Vatican on the occasion of the fourth of these world meetings of the family, which took place in Manila that same year. The theme then was the Christian family, good news for the millennium. The late Pope was the very man to invent these meetings back in 1993 at the conclusion of an international year dedicated to the family. Although it was only in the following year that the first of these international meetings was to actually take place in Rome. And ever since they've taken place every 3 years. But getting back to the announcement of the Valencia event, I thought you might be interested to hear what the late Pope himself had to say on the occasion of that radio message. So stay tuned as I've asked Sean Patrick Lovett to read some extracts from this 2003 message. The music I've chosen as background to the readings is from Frédéric Chopin for two reasons. Clearly the first is that Chopin is a fellow countryman of the late Polish pontiff, and the second that Chopin's music has an intimate, familiar quality about it.
Dear Christian families, proclaim joyfully to the whole world the wonderful treasure which you as domestic churches possess. Christian couples, in your communion of life and love, in your mutual self-giving, and in your generous openness to children, become in Christ the light of the world. The Lord asks you daily to be like a lamp, which does not remain hidden, but is put on a stand and gives light to all in the house. Accept fully and without reserve the love which in the sacrament of matrimony God first gave to you, and through which he enables you to love others in turn. Stand firm in the one conviction which can give meaning, strength, and joy to your life. Christ's love will never abandon you. His covenant of peace with you will never fail. God's gifts and call are irrevocable. He has written your name on the palm of his hand. The grace which you received in marriage remains with you through the years. Its source is in the pierced heart of the Redeemer, who sacrificed himself on the altar of the cross for the sake of the Church, his spouse, accepting death for the salvation of the world. This grace remains ever close to that source. It is the grace of a self-sacrificing love, a love which both gives and forgives. It is the grace of a selfless love, which forgets the hurt it has suffered, a love faithful unto death, a love bursting with new life. It is the grace of a generous love, which believes all things, bears all things, hopes all things, endures all things, a love which has no end, a love which is greater than all else. Such love is not always easy. Daily life is full of pitfalls, tensions, suffering, and even fatigue. But on this journey, you are not alone. Jesus is always present at your side, just as he was for the newlyweds at Cana in Galilee during a moment of difficulty. The family founded on marriage is a patrimony of humanity, a great good of priceless value, necessary for the life, development, and the future of peoples. According to the plan of creation, established in the beginning, The family is the setting in which the human person, made in the image and likeness of God, is conceived and born, grows and matures. The family, as the primary school in which the human person is formed, is indispensable for a true human ecology. I urge you, dear Christian families, to show by your daily lives that despite numerous difficulties and obstacles, marriage is able to be fully lived out as a meaningful experience and as good news for the men and women of today. Be leaders in the church and in the world. This is a responsibility flowing from your celebration of the sacrament of matrimony, from your being a domestic church, and from the marital mission which is yours as the primary cells of society.